I don't know why you had to be so difficult the entire time. Babe, he's old. Like, let him have his opinions. He doesn't lack empathy. He grew up in a different time. And I don't know. I told you my parents were crazy on, like, our second date. None of this should be a surprise. Do you really believe that we should be splitting everything 50-50? I'm not saying that you should pay for everything, but my father's point was that he doesn't want me to be starving, having to beg you for panty money. He wasn't saying that I shouldn't earn my keep. He raised me better than that. No, what you implied was that I shouldn't be some princess. And that's when my mom got pissed. Sure, 50-50 in theory makes sense, but like, what about when I'm making more than you? Or you make more than me? What if I decide that I want to go and start off my own venture? You would still want me to pay 50% of everything if that meant that I was, like, left with nothing for myself? We're fighting over money anyway because you unilaterally decided to take a stance that I didn't agree with, and my family most certainly would not agree with. I've told you several times that 50-50 overall is different than 50% of your income and 50% of my income. So your interpretation of 50-50 and how you explained it at that dinner table is not what we've talked about. I talked about, like, let's say I'm making $20,000 a year. I contribute $10,000 of that $20,000 to our living expenses. But if our living expenses are a total of $30,000, that does not mean that I would pay $15,000 of my $20,000 to keep us afloat. My father's comment about me being able to come back home anytime is just standard family stuff. I didn't coo at him because of that. I love my father. Oh, fucking well. Be mad about it. And then you had to go and make that quip about my nephew being a mess. He's 3. Yes, everyone was saying it, but your tone was different and you aren't family yet. Oh, and let's not forget your little marriage comment about how no one should ever get married. That instilled a lot of confidence in my mom. Here's V again with someone who's not going to make an honest woman out of her. I don't want to talk about marriage with you right now. I don't even know if... Nothing. Both of our tempers are high right now, and... I don't know, I guess I'm just a little disappointed in us. Yes, in us. We're supposed to be a unit, and I didn't feel like we were a unit at that table. You don't go shouting about taxes. We talked about this. We talked about a lot of this. I told you to expect at least a little bit of crazy from my family. And you just went in guns blazing. It's like you were letting your ego just get in the way of everything, and I didn't support you? I'm going to agree with my dad when we agree. It has nothing to do with taking his side. And no, if you start running your mouth and having a spar session at the dinner table, I'm not going to step in. That's just silly. He has opinions on what a good partner should be, and I'm not going to just disagree with him just so that you feel better. Okay, that's not fair of me. Let me take a breath. Okay. I'm sorry. I mean it. I shouldn't make up excuses like, this is what you signed up for. You deserve respect, and it wasn't right of me to stay quiet and eventually agree with my dad on certain points. If we have any trouble, it'll be a conversation between us. And we will talk about it. And not air it out in front of everyone over pasta. I know it's hard to be heard over everyone who's so loud. I don't know, I'm just so used to my family that I felt like it was kind of normal. Or, I mean, I know it's not normal, but I thought we had gotten better. And I thought that I had prepped them enough about you, and I thought that I had prepped you enough about them, and I went into it way too casually. The balance of power was not where it needed to be. And I should stick up for you. And I should highlight all of the reasons that I love you, even if some of the things aren't aligned with what my family expects. God, I'm thinking back and I'm surprised you didn't even walk out. Maybe we should have like a signal or something. Yeah, you know, like, maybe you grab my thigh and pulse it twice or something if things are getting out of hand. Maybe we have a safe word. God, I feel awful. I'm so sorry. If the tables were turned, I'd probably not even have left the house and been sulking in the guest bedroom. How do you deal with so much of my crazy all the time? At least you know where I got it from now, huh? If you're still mad at me, you can maybe take it out on my mouth. Yeah, you know, like I'll get down on my knees like this. And nuzzle around on your pants like this. And pull them down and you know, lure them out a little. Oh, there you are. Sorry. I love you so much. I never want you to question my loyalty to you. You can see it in my eyes how sorry I am right there. I'm
fuck my face. I want you to fuck my face. So you come on my face. And then my mouth. And down my throat. Oh my goodness, out of my face.
Get off my face, too, will you? Yeah, like that. Forgive me. I mean it, my love. If we want to war game this thing out for the next time, because God knows my brother's wedding is going to be, oof, we can. I want you to feel supported, like the intelligent, beautiful, handsome, super duper caring partner you are. Now, how about you go and lay down, and I'll bring us some hot cocoa, and we can fall asleep watching Lower Decks.